have been some folks who have been with us since day one. And our very next guest has been with us since this show launched. And when you have Jim Vandermark on, it's interesting because you talk about 400 different things before you actually go on the air. We've had three or four different people walk through here at Piggy's, and they know Jim. They talk to him. We saw someone come through here earlier and grab an adult beverage and say, I'm going to drive home, and I'm going to listen to you. When I get home, I'm going to critique you. So we had a lot of fun with this, and I feel like we've got so much material to catch up with Jim Vandermark about. A lot of good stuff.
Certainly. Yeah.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Good to see you again.
Great to see you. Been a little while since I've been on this year, though.
Has been a while.
But what's next month?
Well, next month, funny you should ask, we are going to be in the Christmas spirit down at Castle Lowell, the Spotlight Medina.
Such a good time down there.
That's been with us since the beginning, too, of course.
Is it?
We would go there anyway and do a show.
I would hope so. Who won the golf game?
What's that? Believe it was me, if I recall.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I did win a milkshake out of that deal, which was kind of nice. My granddaughter and I enjoyed those. Mint chocolate chip, wasn't it?
Yeah. We'll see if that becomes a tradition this
Let's
year.
Let's hope so. Yeah. See if Mr. Claus is on.
They brought the blender, the ice cream, and the chocolate milk.
It was quite nice, I tell you that.
One of the benefits to being a friend of the show. I mean, you get free.
That was a perk.
Yeah, right. That's a mint chocolate chip milkshake.
I didn't have to buy her dinner that night.
See? I mean, everybody wins.
Looking forward to Castle Noel, and thanks for having me out to Piggy's Market here. We've had a brisk little traffic in, I tell you that. People getting ready for that Cavs game to hear Mr. Alcorn announcing tonight, and they're getting their beverages and ready to go.
Yeah, Tim's getting ready to rock and roll. As a matter of fact, pregame coverage begins in about 45 minutes, and they'll tip it in about an hour and 12 minutes, to be precise. So
very good, Bull.
We're all excited. Yeah. All very excited.
What is that in seconds? No, I'm just kidding.
I have no idea. Yeah. I can't do that kind of mental math.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Oh, yes, you did. Don't act like that wasn't your intent. You showed us a beautiful piece of jewelry. Matt was doing the news, and you were showing us a beautiful piece of jewelry. That's the June birthstone?
This is the June birthstone. So this is alexandrite, which was originally found in the Ural-Russian Mountains and named after Alexander the Tsar.
Oh, that's nice.
And you said, look, Matt won't touch it. You said how good that would look on his wife.
I'm always afraid I'm going to drop it if I touch it.
Well, it's okay. You're at a table.
Well, what's funny about that is you say that, and Dale Gregory here at Piggy said the same thing. He said, no, don't let me touch that thing. I'll drop it.
Don't want to touch it. They're all men are afraid of jewelry.
We are. They're like babies. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to drop it.
That's right. It might break it. It could cost you money, right?
That's pretty, though. It has like a reddish kind of greenish tint depending on where you touch it.
Alexandrite will change colors from artificial daylight to natural daylight.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you take it outside, it'll change colors actually on you.
What colors does it look like in the sun?
A greenish.
Okay.
It'll take on more green. Inside, it'll take on more of a candlelight reddish blue.
Well, that makes sense then. So we're getting a little bit of the best of both worlds then, right?
Right.
Is that why it has that?
Yeah, you see a little bit
then?
Of the green coming through at the bottom.
Pretty.
About an hour and a half ago, we asked this very same question to Lori Ann with Sassy Chicks, and I'm just kind of curious, with the Sweet Estate thing, did you guys have something that was considered a pretty hot item this year for Sweet
Estate? Sweet Estate has changed a lot in the world of, I mean, obviously it was a confectioner's holiday to begin with. It was all about chocolates and sweets. It then ran really strong in the jewelry world for years, and now it's kind of softened up for us. So we do have our Sweet Estate customers that come in and buy something, but there's nothing of volume that goes anymore. So we can run a Sweet Estate ad, but it just doesn't volume out as far as that goes. And so we had some earrings that we had done a little in-store special on and some necklaces, and we sold a few, and it was all good stuff, and a few other people in for some special things, but a lot of it is a dinner out anymore, it seems like.
What is this, the prime season? Is this engagement season, or has that come a little
engagement
later?
Engagement was actually early on, so engagement was June, July, some of August. We had a great engagement ring season run this year. Did a lot of wedding bands in September as they're putting their things together, and we've had a lot of pickups for this one, and now we just started selling engagement rings. I've got a fellow coming in tomorrow night, and Bob had another one last week, and so we're just starting to get back in the engagement ring, and then, of course, running into our holiday season as we go. So the shop's been real busy. Bob's been going crazy back there getting things fixed up, polished, and worked on vintage and stuff like that. And we're kind of gearing the store up for the holiday season. We've got probably close to 90% of our merchandise in for the holidays. And, of course, it's November 1st, basically. Yeah. And so we're excited about now we're getting our wish list. We were planning our open house today and just getting things ready to go. It's hard to think that before we know it. But in a week or so, daylight savings time will be here. And don't bring that up.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank goodness. Yeah. This is the one I like. We go back to the real time here instead of the pretend whatever it is we do in the summer.
The irony of this is that he's the guy that always complains when he walks into the studio and I've got the lights off because I like working in the dark, yet he's the guy that loves daylight savings time because he likes it when it's dark outside. I can't figure you out.
Technically, daylight savings is the other one, right? It's when we go earlier. I don't like waking up. That's my biggest problem. I like to sleep in as late as I possibly can, and every whatever months they come out and say, hey, we get to set the clock back an hour, and I got to wake up a little bit earlier. That's
that part you don't like.
Oh, it bugs the heck out of me. It just seems silly. We have lights everywhere now. We don't need the daylight.
Bull and I enjoy the longer evenings.
Yes.
Sure. I like some daylight till 9 o'clock at night.
It's still like daylight until 8. I mean, what are you doing at 8 that you're not doing at 9, I feel?
That's a personal question.
All right. Well, you got to be outside in the public if you're using the daylight, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. but no, you usually do get a little bit extra golf in.
All right.
I got home at 9 the other night and wanted to blow the driveway with some leaves off it and thought, oh, it's too late to do it because it was dark. But in the middle of summer, I 9:30 at night out there doing that. So get some pool time in and this and that. So.
That's true. I do enjoy the pool time extra in the summer there.
There were a couple of nice evenings this year that 11 o'clock still in the pool. The pool was 93 this year at the high, and it was some enjoyable times.
But isn't it more of a geographic thing with that? I mean, the further east or west you live, the later the sunlight will be out, right?
Yes, in the way it comes.
When I lived in North Dakota, I swear it didn't go down until about 10 o'clock at night.
Well, and then you have time change, too, and all that.
Yeah,
so.
Central time zone, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, see, but you're right. You and I are similar in that we like a little bit more daylight. You know, we can get out and play some extra golf. We can get some yard work done. I can take my dog for a walk when I can actually see what he's sniffing and trying to chew, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when it comes to golf, you've got to take advantage of a couple different things here. A, daylight, and B, the nice weather. I mean, 65 degrees over the weekend. That was ideal. It was fantastic. How many of those are we realistically looking at here?
We're getting close. We're getting close. There's no doubt about it. So always, and the older you get, the sadder you are when it comes to the end for the summer because the hibernation seems longer.
Yeah, it does seem longer. Well, I swear last year we had a conversation with you about these Sweetest Day gifts, and you mentioned there was a charm that you get, like a shadow charm I think you had talked about last year. Now that stuff is kind of come and gone, are there any hot pieces or are there some things that you're looking at this year in the holiday season that you guys are kind of expecting to be a big seller for you guys?
There's a new line that we just got in called Kudo, which is a topper, if you would. So you're able to take and it actually threads on to the base ring. Comes in all different sizes and widths, all under $100. So it's a great addable jewelry, if you would. So there's hundreds of toppers, different colors you can choose from. So you buy a base ring at $35 or $45, and then you're able to continue to buy these toppers. So the girls are having fun with that. It's almost like a replacement for Pandora in the sense that with Pandora you kept buying the beads. It told the story. Here you can buy all the different color toppers, and there's white, rose, and yellow, and all that. So that's a new line that we just got in that's kind of fun. And then, of course, the estate case is always fun. I just bought an estate out of Akron, and I got this drop-dead gorgeous 10-carat diamond bracelet. And it's just a showstopper. I'm having fun with it. And there's numerous other things on there, 20, 30 items. And, of course, the estate's always such great value. So we have fun with that case and look forward to it. Just got in some London blue topaz, which is the darker blue of the topaz family. That's absolutely gorgeous. So they're using some of that. Still playing with some rose gold. So, yeah, there's definitely some new and interesting things in our business that's kind of fun. And, of course, we've been watching price points to make sure that there's something from $25 in the store to, you know, $2,500, wherever anybody wants to be.
Very cool stuff. Again, Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming your way today on our Spotlight on the Firelands from Piggy's Main Street Market. Wait, you have to play some Keno so you can
save up some money
here and you can actually buy your wife one of the many outstanding holiday items that Jim just mentioned.
Sure.
There you go.
Most of those I can afford. That ring, on the other hand, I might have to put back a few dollars
as far as that goes. A little Keno money, huh?
No, but yeah, that ring topper, that sounds interesting. Like you said, is that kind of the evolution of jewelry? Does it tend to do that, the Pandora into the ring?
That's funny because you talk about that. And, of course, I've been at it now 30-plus years.
Yeah.
And originally, the jewelry store always just had fine jewelry. And so your pieces that you bought, you would sell, and then you restock it, much like here inventory-wise. When Dale sells something, it's not Bud Light didn't change. He's restocking his Bud Light. And we had things that we continued to restock. Now there's a category of somewhat called fashion jewelry that we continue to change. And so one of the sales rep ladies was through one day and she goes, oh, that might be a line I could carry for a couple years before it fails. And I was kind of taken back, like, well, geez, that sounds so temporary. But when we go back and think about Longaberger baskets and Pandora bracelets and Beanie Babies and everything that we can talk about, it all has a life cycle, some longer than others. Sure. Pandora bracelets ran for a super long time, but if you go past the homestead with Longaberger, I see they're just going to turn the basket building into a hotel. It was just in the paper the other day, down in Dresden, Ohio.
That, yeah.
Did you see that too?
Yep.
Yeah. And so things change, and we're now, as the jewelry store, have a little bit of that in us too, where we have temporary lines. And I think one of the things we talked about was the Moon Glow, which is still rolling along pretty well, but it'll have a life cycle because our customers will have used it up and had fun with it. And then look for the next exciting item, if you would. One of my girls today said there's, and I can't think of the name, but it's a series of cups and mugs that have little sayings on them that I guess is just going absolutely crazy. And she bought one the other day, and when she got the register, the girl said, "Oh my God, you found a red one. Go home and put that on the internet, honey." So she paid like $6 for it and put it on the internet for $25, and a girl bought it the next day.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, it was really funny. And I just, and it was, she showed me the picture of them, but apparently that's going crazy. So this generation says they're not collectors of anything, but no matter what, Americans seem to have fun doing that. So long answer for that question,
sure,
but we do have things that run cycles and we phase them in and out. And I can, you know, kind of talk about those things that were. And then there's other things that certainly in our industry, diamond stud earrings and diamond necklaces and gold bracelets and gold chains, they have life longevity because they're just somewhat timeless. The style change a little bit, but the general purpose of it never will.
Well, and I don't want to get into the psychology, but I mean, you got millennials now who are in the workforce and have money. And I mean, we sit here and I'm a millennial. I look at my phone on a day-to-day basis, then pull up Facebook on a computer. I mean, the attention span is kind of there, and it seems like the jewelry fits that. I can take the top off when I'm tired of that one and put another top on my
right.
ring. Do you think that has something to do with it?
Oh, a big deal. People like multiversatility. They like changes, and they like that ability to say that they just – and they like things that their parents didn't have.
Yeah,
they
want
to be a just generation especially is looking for experiences. They don't want to collect Hummels and Yadros and Earl Daltons,
sure.
the majority of
wow,
them.
Wow, Hummels.
Exactly. And they want to be their own generation, and so they want to do things a little bit different, and they buy differently. The spontaneity of change is huge because of your digital world that you were kind of born into. And now our mall rats are starting to, you know, wonder where they are because the malls are all closing.
Yeah.
So now we're getting them as customers. They're like, well, we used to buy at such and such, and that mall closed. And so they're finding, like, you know, that was home to them.
Yeah.
The parents dropped them off on Saturday morning, said, don't get arrested. And
sometimes it works.
Sometimes it worked. And arcades, you know, think of the arcades that you know, can I have quarters? Can I have quarters? And now, of course, the kid in the arcade, it's all on their phone.
Yep.
It's all on their PlayStation at home. So like every evolution. So we watch, we try. You know, obviously I'm part of the digital divide and old, but we've got our Facebook and we go on it. We keep on it and everything else to try to stay abreast of the current situations. And I think we stay pretty modern, pretty up to date with our merchandise.
Seems like it.
Absolutely.
We
I
try.
Can vouch for that.
Yeah, you come in and you see fresh things, and whether it be the watch industry or the jewelry industry, and we listen to what our customer base wants and try to keep fresh with it. And then, of course, having Bob in the shop doing all the on-premise repair and things like that is a super bonus to do it. And young kids. You know, Bob's 30 and Kelsey's 34, and so it's good to have some of the young kids in and listen to some of their fresh ideas about what they want, what they think is best.
When my wife walks in, she sees a lot of things that she wants and a lot of things that she thinks are the best. So every time I walk in there, she kind of takes some notes. I know Matt, when he walks in there, he sees a lot of watches that he enjoys also.
Yeah, Matt loves his timepieces.
He's a big watch guy.
I got my new Citizen Echo, well, newer Citizen Echo on today. So
yeah.
I always stop by. You've got the Citizen Echoes in there as well.
I've got the Citizen Echoes. Really, I've got the Seiko Solars. And I just had a Rolex in the estate case the other day. They don't usually last too long as far as that. And I just bought a couple dozen used timepieces from an estate that we put in. And for $75 or $100, you can get a nice used timepiece. So we're always trying something different to keep an eye on things.
I don't mean to plug, but I love Seiko was one of the first watches I ever owned. I think in high school I got it as a senior for a graduation present. They're good people. I know it broke. I broke the crystal on it one time, sent it back. I actually sent it back without one of the little round things, like a ring on the edge of it.
Then
I sent
the bezel,
it back.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'd like to have it if you could put it back on. They sent me a brand new watch for free.
Right.
It was the same make and everything, but they were like, sorry about that, here's a new watch.
Yeah, no, they led the world for a while in that whole I mean, that was the name timer for sports events and things like that. Citizen has taken a pretty big stance right now, and so they are the number one in that brand market, but Seiko's still a very strong name.
Cool.
Good stuff. Well,
good stuff.
Always a pleasure, my friend, to have
thank
you on
you.
The show. It's a blast as always. And we look forward to doing this again next month, hopefully, when we are down at Castle Noel. There should be a special clause in that contract that you will be involved in the show with us.
I think I would like that clause.
See, he laughs.
No,
he laughs. See,
he
loves
this.
He loves this.
I'm just unbelievable just, that you can find a
that
way.
That you dropped
anything.
Right in. Yes. He gets it. He's been thinking about that.
Right. I have. The wheels have been spinning since we came
we
back.
We got
the
right
break.
In. We talked about. Yeah.
I'm jealous. He stole that one away, I guess.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for having me out
problem.
As always. Have a great night here at Piggy's Market, and we'll look forward to seeing you November in Medina.
Absolutely. Matt's got his world-famous mint chocolate chip milkshake ingredients ready to rock.
What's the name of that golf?
It's the Alien Golf.
Alien that's right.
Space
yeah, which they, that's
we
how they survived that
there.
Summer. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Didn't they try and track down Santa or something down there, too? It's been a while since I've been in there.
Yeah. They're still trying to find him, I think.
All right.
Yeah, they're still looking for him.
We'll
Jim,
see
thank you, my
him.
Friend.
Thank
good
you, gentlemen.
Stuff,
yep.
as always.
Good to see you.
Appreciate
have a great
it,
evening. Thanks for having me out.
Yep. Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers. And as you might imagine, this segment of Bullseye on the Afternoon and our spotlight on the Firelands is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. You know them. You trust them. Vandermark Jewelers. We're not going to sing that for you. We'll just tell you exactly how
probably
great it is.
Best for everybody. Yes,
best for everybody involved. Stop by and see them. They are on Broad Street, right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. If you stop by, you'll see why. We need to get to a break. Got about a half hour left on today's edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Come on down to Piggy's Main Street Market and see us before we take off at 6:30. We're on Route 113 in the heart of beautiful downtown South Amherst.